And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously Ignorant News.
Memphis, get ready. Get your tickets for Damon. He'll be at Chuckles Comedy House July 7th through the 10th. This Friday, Damon is in Buffalo, New York with Smokey Suarez and Capone at the Trough.
The Famador.
That's the name of it?
Yeah.
The Trough?
Blacks can't say Trafamador.
Yeah, that's a good show. You're right. I like Capone, too. Okay, Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports from Chicago on a very low-achieving criminal. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as a light-skinned black activist.
With green eyes.
Man. Don't
Jesse
get a
Williams.
Black
Jesse Williams.
Yes, indeed. Don't get a light-skinned black activist with a chip on his shoulder. He'll let you have it. He's still feeling some effects of something. I was very proud of him. He went in, though.
Yes, he did.
Told everybody to sit down somewhere if you ain't been through what I've been through. With my black light skin, blue eyes.
I don't know what he's been through. I'm with you, right. What he been through.
Not what we've been through, Jay, not growing up.
No, not at all, but okay.
He ain't never been the dark skinned sibling where the family say, well, what happened to you? But anyway. You ain't never been that kid, have you, at the block party? Seriously. All right, this is a really petty crime. This guy, Joseph Harold Jemming of Woodbury in St. Paul, Minnesota, was caught on after a 2-year shoplifting spree, I should say. When authorities caught him, he said, I started out small and I just got carried away, got out of control. He started out stealing just a Kirby Puckett baseball cap. But then he went back to these places and stole. Here's the list of things he could mention off the top of his head. 50 pounds of jewelry, 3 swords, a trumpet, a violin, a motorcycle seat, a cutting block, 4 drums, 5 guitars, 5 keyboards, 4 cameras, 8 purses, 5 pairs of shoes, 5 pairs of boots, 3 fur jackets, computer monitor, pictures, a BB gun, comic books, a pipe, 5 tools, 7 golf clubs, 10 action figures, 10 stuffed animals, and a nightstand. This is all he can remember.
All in one robbery?
Exactly. No, in 2 years. All of these, all of these things he stole, Tom, were from a Goodwill. He went around to several Goodwills, stealing just worthless stuff, some cross-country ski boots, things of that nature. Now, all of that stuff that he stole, it probably added up to $92 because it's the Goodwill. They probably would have gave him that stuff. Like, you can have it. People donate this stuff. It's Goodwill, man. Come on. Seriously. Now he's in jail for all of this junk. Seriously. As serious as summer school.
Oh, yeah. That's all you need to say right there, man.
Man.
You too, Damon.
Yeah. No, actually, thanks to decent grades and social promotion, I didn't have to go to summer school.
Good for you.
Yeah, you know, Sybil in Chicago, you get a certain age, man, gone to the next grade. It was a dude in eighth grade with us. He was 17. Lester Vernon Williams. You know who you are. He used to drive to school.
In the eighth grade.
Eighth grade with a beard. Seriously. All right, this next story is also petty, man. But I don't know who's more petty, the crime, the criminal, the prosecutor, or even the news. A man in Jackson, Mississippi was spotted breaking into a church's chicken. He broke into the church's chicken, was seen coming out the church's chicken with 3 boxes of frozen chicken. Now, he rides away on a bicycle. So people reported the break-in. The news sent down a crew to cover this story of these 3 boxes of frozen chicken. The man is 67 years old, all right? So he obviously needed some chicken. His name was Cliff Hayes. But here's the issue. It's three boxes of frozen chicken. And he probably would have got away on the bike. But the problem was they was probably them wings. I don't know if you ever had Church's chicken wings. They're big as hell. And they're heavy. So you add frozen to them big ass wings and try to ride away on a bike when you 67, chances are you gonna get caught. Seriously. As serious as I will be when I get to, where am I going? Oh, the trough. Or better known, J-Ass.
Trafamador.
Reporting to you live from Chicago. I'm going to hit the quarry on Thursday, y'all. It's the chief correspondent, David Williams.
Have a good one, David.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Thank you.